Vandeham Shiguro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavam Scha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakanvitam Scha. This is the function of Braj Mohan Das, Ishwari Priyadasi's Griha Pravesh here in Chaitanya Bihara. This house, they asked us to give some name to this house. So we gave the name Mahaprabhu Bhavan. Mahaprabhu Bhavan. Bhavan means like house, or maybe big house, Bhavan. And why so? Because in this is Chaitanya Bihar. First of all, this area, this particular mula, whatever they call this mula, this neighborhood is called Chaitanya Bihar. This is where Chaitanya Bihari, you know Bihari. This is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're naming this whole area Chaitanya Bihar because this is where Chaitanya must be walking down the streets. Udilo Arona Puravabhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage Jeev Jago Gora Chandraboli Kota Nidra Jhao Maya Pisa Chirakoli. Hey, Suno, everybody in Chaitanya Vihar, the sun is rising. Uto, uto, get up. Join with me. So I said, okay, if this is Chaitanya Vihar, then we should continue. The ocean has waves. The waves beautify the ocean. An ocean devoid of waves is not very beautiful or very variegated. So this is the ocean of Chaitanya Bihar, and the waves are the different houses and kutis here. So Mahaprabhu Bhavan is one kuti. There is the original Mahaprabhu Bhavan, or the house of Jagannath Mishra, is in Mayapur. I think everyone has visited that temple there that commemorates the Janmastan, the Yogapit of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that's also called Mahaprabhu Bhavan 500 years ago. And what goes on there? What goes on in his house? Is it an ordinary house where people watch television and eat and sleep and all these type of things? Yes, they take Narayan Prasadam. There's a temple in the house. It's a very large house. It's described by Siddha Krishnadas in his Gutika, a Bengali work. It's also in English. He describes the configuration and design of the house. There's about 30 rooms in the house, 32 rooms, lots of bedrooms, and the centerpiece of the house is the mandir, the Narayan mandir. They worship Lakshmi Narayan as their family deity, their Kula Devata. And Jagannath Mishra, the father, is a Brahmin, and they have Shilas, they worship Shalagram Shilas there also. And they would offer the boga to Narayan, and then Nimai would take Narayan Prasad. This is his Nara Leela, his human-like pastimes. Oh, he's honoring Prasadam there. He's not eating boga. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could say, well, I'm God, everything belongs to me, Bhoktaram Yoga Tapasam. Why? I don't have to wait for things to be offered with Tulsi leaf. Just give it to me. Just eat it straight away. But he's eating Narayan Prasadam there. And what else is Mahaprabhu doing in Mahaprabhu Bhavan? The devotees come in the morning. He's waking up there. Different descriptions of his Nishant Leela from 3 in the morning till 6 o'clock. But some descriptions are that when he's there in Mahaprabhu Bhavan with Vishnupriya, his beloved wife, consort wife, and he's waking up there. Sound of the birds and cocales. It's almost like Radha and Krishna waking up in Nidiban here in Vrindavan. Nikuncha Bhanga Leela. And then the devotees come and meet Lord Chaitanya there in his house in the morning. Then sometimes they stay there in the house and they have Harikatha. Then they have Kirtan in the house also. So this place, this house, we want to see that this house becomes a wave on the ocean of Chaitanya Bihar. Chaitanya Vihara, that from this house they start a regular Sankirtan movement. The house should be, like we say, Nityananda, he opened a Nam Hut, the marketplace of the holy name. So this should be a marketplace. This house should be a place of the holy name. And it's so auspicious. This is the real, the pravesha is the installation of not the people that live in the house, but the Lord of the house. They have Takurji, the Takurji Pravesh, or Pran Pratishta. They invoke life into the marble statue or the deity, and Bhagavan comes there. So this house is not the entrance of the Mr. and Mrs., the proprietors or the owners of the house. They say Griha Pravesh. The real entrance is the entrance of the Tekadar, the Takurji. The Takurji is the in charge. The house should revolve around Takurji. And this is the real center. This is a stan. This is actually, we say griha. Grihasta. Grihasta. Griha means is married life. Husband and wife. But stan means a place, a locality, a fixed situation. So the real stan, what's really fixed here in a griha of a Vaishnava, a devotee, first we fix the Lord, we establish the Lord. As you often see when the sadhus and the vairagis and the niskinchanas, when they build some property, they get some property, they want to make a mandir and a satsang hall and a yatri shala and an ashram and a gurukul and a goshala, many things they want to do there to serve the people and to serve the Vaishnavas and to serve God. But what is the very first thing they do when they get the property? They build a wall and they install the deity. One of the first things they do. You see, Srila Prabhupada followed the same example all over India. What is the example? He got the land in Juhu Beach, 5 acres in Juhu Beach. And the first thing he did was install in a ramshackle makeshift temple. He installed Radharasvihari Ki Jai. And they've also come to this impromptu temple under this pandal. And there was no proper facility. They didn't have a, they had a tin roof over their head and open sides like this. They didn't have a special room, a Bhog Mandir and a Shayan Mandir. When you go to this Chota Radharaman temple in the Shaji Mandir, that was made for Radharaman, but he didn't agree to come there. But there's one room, it's called Bhog Mandir, where they would, the deity would come and take his bhog. Then there's Shayan Mandir, they move the deity to another room where he take rest. There's Darshan Mandir, another room. There are many, many rooms there. It was provided for the service of Radharaman. So firstly, we want to, this Mahaprabhu came. Who's coming? Who's residing here? Who is the Kula Devata? Who is the Griha Thakur? Who's stan? This is a stan of Gornitai. Gornitai stan. This is the place of Nitai Gaurasundar. On Nitai Gaurasundar, they say, they in their own words, Gauranga says, in Gauranga Vani, he says that wherever there is Shudanam chanted, I live there, I dance there, where Shudanam is chanted. So the real Griha Pravesh, or entrance to this house, was the entrance of Gornitai, who are non-different from the holy name of Krishna, the Mahamantra. So they have come, and the holy name has come. So now the Griha Pravesh is complete. We don't swaha, ha-ha, this, that. That's a nice ritual. That's very good to Vastu Puja and to make everyone satisfied. But we know that this is this mula is called Chaitanya Bihar, and this house we've given the name Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Bhavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So it's quite appropriate and fitting that the Krishna Balaram Kirtan Mandali has been so kind to come here and inaugurate and install the holy name in this house, which is now a temple. It's not a house, it's a mandir. It's not a place of bhog, it's a place of seva. Seva mandir. It's a seva stali, not a bhoga stali. We have lila stalis and some bhog, but this is a place, this house should be a place of seva. And we've been trying to teach that to our students, that the keynote to success in devotional life is Nam Seva and Vaishnav Seva. Serve the Vaishnavas from the heart. We have a motto that we try, difficult to live by, but it's respect everyone. It's basically Trinada Pi Sunichena in an aphorism. taking a shloka, Trinadapi Sunichena, and making an aphorism or making a sutra, a small mantra. The basic motto is respect everyone, love everyone, serve everyone. From the heart. But that takes some higher consciousness. That takes some realization of the presence of God or your Ishta Devata in everyone's heart. Everyone and every living entity's heart. Then you can truly respect everyone. Because when you're respecting anyone, even animal or human being or bird or anyone, you're respecting the presence of the Lord in their heart. Your Ishtadeva is there. Your Giridhara, your Krishna, your Shyam. If you love Krishna, then you can't help but love all his expansions because he's dancing everywhere in everyone's heart. His leela is going on everywhere. So hopefully this program of chanting the holy name, we see in one purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandi Leela, chapter 2, verse 303, I believe. I want to read from it. The Prabhupada is talking about Shantipur. Shantipur is the home of Advaitacharya, one of the Panchatattvas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Advaitacharya, he hosted Mahaprabhu in his house for about 10 days after he took sannyas. And what did they do during those 10 days? During those 10 days, they had big sankirtan performance and harikata and big prasadam, Mahaprasada Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave. They enjoyed the Mahaprasadam, but mostly they enjoyed, and it's explained that every night, what would happen, this was the basic program. There would be some harikata in the afternoon, and late afternoon there would be some harikata, some class, harikata. Then afterwards there was prasadam, because you have to fill the tank, no? When the tank is full, then the car can drive. Empty tank is difficult. It's a real test of devotion when it's near Jalikadasi and it's Jagaran and the tank is empty and you're chanting Hare Krishna all night. That is the real true love being expressed. That's pure seva coming from the heart. No stomach involved there. So now after taking prasadam, then it said they would spend 3 hours engaged in Nam Sankirtan. 3 hours. And mind you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is 24 years old. He's a young sannyasi. He's just taken sannyas, a few weeks before, a few months, or a month or so, a few weeks. And Advaitacharya is about 90, about 50, 60 years older than Lord Chaitanya. And he was one of the most exuberant and enthusiastic dancers in the kirtan party. The Buddha, the Buddha Jana, the old man. Hey, look at the old man dance. He was really getting down, as they say. I mean, he was setting the pace. I mean, he was out, flanking everyone. And now, this is what was going on 500 years ago. There's 3 hours in the house. This is the house. This is Advaitacharya's house program. We have this term, house program. So the house programs began with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and the Panchatattva. And they began in Advaitacharya's house. He's a beginning of a lot of things. He brought Lord Chaitanya here. He inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, instigated it, and started his home program. Then he asked Lord Chaitanya, okay, you can go now. He also told him, finish your leela, you can go now. So Advaitacharya sets such a beautiful example, the inaugural home program 500 years ago in Shantipur. And this, in fact, is the key to having a Shantipur. Pur means city, village, but a peaceful village. So if we want to have a peaceful village and a peaceful mind and a peaceful family, then the center should be Harinam Sankirtan. And this is the example. This is real Shantipur. In a purport, our Srila Prabhupada gives a tika, he gives an explanation, and he says, this example of having this program in Advaitacharya's house, of having Harikata, and then Prasad, Mahaprasad, big. I mean, Sachimata was cooking, Sita Devi was cooking, Janamata, everyone was cooking. All the Matajis were cooking. Big time. And then offering to the Thakurji, and all the devotees took prasadam. Akanta bhog, you know, akanta. Akanta bhog means up to the neck, because a little room is required for saying hari bol. If we fill up to the eyes, we put prasadam up to our eyes, we can't, we have no space, no air to speak, because our mouth is full of mahaprasad. So prasad, akanta, akanta, you know, the neck. Akanta puriya, akanta puriya. Fill up to the neck. So then, okay, it's not very deep chanting, but something's coming. Hare Krishna, you can't really, Hare, you know, you can't chant from your heart because your heart is full of prasadam. And you can't chant from your diaphragm because your diaphragm is full of mahaprasadam. Quite problem. Don't worry about it. Just somehow chant. Get it out. Get the message out there. Get the kirtan out there. The glorification, the kirti. So on the purport, Prabhupada says, this example of Vaitacharya having these nightly programs, this should be followed by the grihasthas in our Krishna consciousness movement. Or anybody, forget it. Sannyasis, what about, oh, sannyasis just sleep every night, that's nice. But no, sannyasis, brahmacharis, everybody, but Prabhupada, the whole context of the lila is about grihasthas and Advaitacharya as a grihastha. So then he's addressing specifically, and all of us. So I'm thinking, yes, and he said, therefore, regularly, the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, the Grihasthas, they should invite devotees to their house and have programs like this. Harikatha, Mahaprasadam, and 3 hours non-stop kirtan and dancing. This will make a revolution in the world. So as I'm speaking this, I would like to present this as a proposal for your ears to entertain of all of you very cultured and refined people here in the audience. Many have come from Bombay and Delhi. And I would like to amplify this suggestion and recommendation of Srila Prabhupada that everywhere you would follow the same thing. Time to time, not every night, that may be a little bit too much. But I would like to humbly request the various illustrious members of the audience, if in their own houses, which are whatever, wherever they are, that they would invite the Sankirtan devotees to come there and perform kirtan, have a nice program, that some harikatha goes and some very nice mahaprasadam, Thakurji's mahaprasadam, then 3 hours. And everyone has to participate in your houses in Delhi to invite the devotees and seriously sit with them. And the condition is, if you want the devotees, the kirtan devotees, to come to your house, this is yagya, this is nam yagya. In Treta Yuga, there was yagya. This was the means to elevation, purification of consciousness, and attachment to God and realization of God was based on yagya. But in Satyuga, the actual program was mysticism, yoga, dhyan, Dhruvana Smriti, samadhi. To everyone was individually absorbed in their meditation. They had their private meditations. And then in Dwapara Yuga was archan, pujan, archan marg. Very big puja. You see all these big temples in South India, Sri Rangam and Rameshwaram, big puja. This was a standard in those days. But now, what is the yagya? What is the means of elevation? What is the means of pleasing Vishnu in this age? It is Sankirtan yagya. This is yagya. In previous ages, we would hire the Purohit. The Purohit is a yagyic Brahmin. The yagyic Brahmin would come and do puja, and we would give him some dan. Some gold and some cows and hills of grains and land and big, big dan. Because he did the yagya. And we want to get the yagya phal. The yagya phal. Shanti Homa. They have Shanti Homa and Lakshmi Homa and this one, that one. So many homas and yagyas that were done. To get some material result. Dharam art kam. But now it's Kali Yuga because it's very difficult. Kaler doshan adhi rajan asti eka mahagunan. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. That all these yagyas and pujas that are going on, which are left over from Dwapara Yuga, Archan and Puja, and the yagyas which are left over from Treta Yuga, they're full of dosh. Dosh. Dosh means faults. It's chidram. Chidram. Chidram in this Bengali. Chidram and dosh. Full of faults and problems. The first major fault of all the yagyas that everyone does, Satyanarayan Puja on Saturday, Shanti Homa, what's the big fault? You can't, you know, there's not even proper cow's ghee. All the yagyas are being done with so-called deshi ghee. Base. What is base? Buffalo, bice ghee. There's no such thing as bice ghee. Nowhere in Shastra it's permitted. If you're doing a yagya to please Yagya Vai Vishnu means Shuddha Gaika ghee. Ghee, which is produced from non-violence. Not that you buy some ghee from some dairy like Dynamix where they get cows from here and there and they kill the cows. We don't use that. There's a cooperative. Dynamix is a cooperative. They buy milk from 500 different people in Pune area. We looked into it and all of them are. So ghee, if you acquire ghee, commercial, even pure cow's ghee, and it's coming from a source where they're killing the cows or bulls or the babies at some point, then that yuga is not accepted either. So see how difficult it is in Kali Yuga. I have some friends in Orissa, and that ashram, part of their guru parampara is to do morning and evening yagya. Fire, homa, yagya. At sunrise and sunset. And there's an elaborate arrangement made for a huge goshala just to produce ghee, non-violent ahimsa. How do you like this term? Ahimsa ghee and himsa ghee. To produce ahimsa ghee, pure ghee with no killing of any cows. Any animal that's born in that goshala lives there till it dies. Whether it's a male or bale or guy or bacha, anything. There's no giving to some farmer who will sell them and get slaughtered. No question. Very difficult arrangement and heavy expense. And they said, we have to get pure ghee, otherwise there's no proper yagya. This is our parampara. These are some friends of mine in Orissa. That's how serious they are about yagya. But how difficult it is, and who has that kind of money or that kind of arrangement or that kind of heart and that kind of understanding. Very, very hard to find someone that puts their money where their heart is. We can say something, but then put your money behind it. That's another thing. Because money's your heart, money's the honey. So therefore there's no recourse. The only thing that really works is Nam Yagya. And the Purohits of Kali Yuga are not the Vedic Brahmins. The Vedic Brahmins are not the Purohits because they can't function anymore. A Vedic Brahmin, Om Bhur Bhavakswa Tat Savitur Vanyam Bhargo Devasya Dimahi Diyo Yanak Prachodayat Saha Saha. For them to function, they need Shuddh Ghee. Without pure Ghee, Ahimsa Ghee, they can't do their Yajna, even if they're born in a Brahmin family and even they have Shastra Vidvan and Chaturvedi and all these things. It's all faltu, it's useless. So what will they do? We would encourage them to take up the Harinam Sankirtan movement. My understanding, what little I understand about Shastras and about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the real Purohits, the Brahmins, the Purohits, the Yagyacharyas for the age of Kali are the Nam-Pracharaks, not the Nam-Pracharaks and Nam-Sankirtan, the Kirtaniyas. They are the actual Purohits because they are conducting the Yagya. The Purohit conducts the Yagya on behalf of the Jajaman, the patron, the priest and the patrons, right? So the priests in Kali Yuga are the Sankirtan devotees, wherever they are. And they're chanting the Shuddha Nam. So that Shuddha Nam, everything becomes pure. Man, Tan, Dan, Guru, everything becomes pure by Shuddha Nam. And you get all result, all benefit. So this we want to initiate this Gar, this place, Mahaprabhu Bhavan, as an example of a place where Shuddha Nam is chanted and Shuddha Nam is broadcast from this place. And time to time following this program, then we'll have 3-hour kirtan. And we'll come down from Radhakund and we'll try to get some Harikata and a chuck-a-chuck bog. chuck-a-chuck. Malpua, kachori, rubbery. Brijbasi style, Dal bati churma. Dal bati churma. In the wintertime, very good. Puri. But we have to cook in oil, unfortunately. Sunflower oil, because we can't get any shuddha ghee. Anyway, we can pretend. And then, Sankirtan, 3 hours Sankirtan. We want to see this place rocking. They just spent so many thousands of rupees to put new paint on all the walls. So we want to chant the holy name and knock all the paint off the walls. We want to chant the holy name and knock all the fresh paint off the walls. It starts flaking off. It starts melting from the intense heat. If there's a fire inside a room, what happens? The paint starts to melt. and just buckles off the wall, and then the walls start to melt. So we want to see the walls melting from the Harinam. That's quite a mystic experience. Bring down the house. So this is another interesting thing we saw here in some discussion about happiness and sadness and separation and union. When Mahaprabhu was leaving Shantipur on his way to Jagannath Puri, searching for Neelachala, Neelachala Chandra, Vrindavan Chandra Krishna, then everyone was very sad. They said that, please, don't leave us. And then Lord Chaitanya, he pacified them and solaced them with some very sweet words. He said this is from the Antilila. Chapter 2, Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat, verse 24. Krishnanama laha sabe vasi gya gare amiha asiba dina kataka bitare. Chant the name of Krishna while sitting at home. Krishnanam laha vasi gare vas garvas. You're in your home, chant the name of Krishna. I will return within a few days. Go home and chant the names of Krishna. I am going to Neelachala to glorify my Lord. By the strength, this is, now listen to this very clearly. By the strength, the power, the strength, the potency of chanting the pure name of Krishna. This is Shuddhanam, Shuddhanam. The potency, the power, the strength of chanting the pure name of Krishna. You will not face any difficulties even while living at home. Did you hear that? What are the difficulties? What are the problems? The mushkil, right? Mushkil, difficulties. What are the problems that we face when we're living at home? One big problem is money. Hey, karcha. Money, paisa, rupees. Pati, paisa dehi. Hey, pati, prabhu, paisa dehi. Give me the money and on your, more. It's not enough. Hey, I'm giving you 50,000 a month, troop. 50,000, nothing. My hairdresser's 10,000, my gym fees 10,000, my dress fees, this, that, more. So then he's thinking, oh, I better do Ganapati Puja, I better do Durga Puja, I better go to Vaishnav Devi, I better go to Siddhi Vinayak in Bombay and feed all the pandas down there. Om Sri Ganeshaya Namah, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namah, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namah, Ganapati Bhagavad Ki. And we run here, we run there to appease and to please and satisfy some devata. And we hope that they'll be pleased and bless us, remove our difficulties. Vigna Vinash. Vigna Vinashan. Destroy the obstacles and difficulties to our profits and success. But our Mahajanacharyas are saying that this simple formula, purify the heart, take diksha in a proper sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. Then chant Shuddhanam. Simply by chanting Shuddhanam, then all difficulties will be solved. All monetary problems, all emotional problems, all psychic problems, physical problems, everything is solved. This is the me. This is the yajna for Kali Yuga. Other yajnas, it's entertainment. It's a nice show. It's entertainment. People feel good about it. If they have some Brahmins come into their home and they burn a few bananas and they make a little smoke, then everybody feels, oh, this is nice. I feel nice. You feel nice? Yeah, I feel nice. We gave 1,001 rupees and a box of sweets from Haldiram's. And we gave him a little cheddar and he gave us Ashirvad, and I'm sure that we're going to cinch that deal now, and We're gonna make a big killing sales in the market now because we have the blessings of the Brahmins. So that is our faith, and of course that's good. We should have Shraddha. We should have faith in Veda. Shastriya Shraddha. Faith in the Vedas. And faith in the Varnashram Dharma. And faith in the Brahmins. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Shigat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. The Brahmins and the cows, they live in this world for Hitaya. Hitaya. Hita. Hita means benefit. They exist for the benefit of the human beings. Brahman Vacha. But Kali Yuga is a different age. Their usefulness, what is their hita? What benefit can they do people? They can't get ghee, they can't get proper, they can't get chandan. How do you make, part of doing yoga, you need some chandan. You can't get any chandan, it's impossible. There's not one piece of real chandan in all of Loy Bazaar. You can't get it. It's 10,000 rupees a kilo, chandan wood. And that's one of the minor things in the puja. You had to take some tulsi patra and chandan, etat tulsi patram, and then offer to Narayan or Satyanarayan. You can't even get chandan. What about keshar, chandan, ghee? So how do you do yagya? You can get some apples and bananas. Great. That's the last thing. Throw a banana in. You can't get the proper wood. I've seen Satyanarayan pujas in people's houses where they're burning fruit crates for the yagya. You know, the falwala, they come these little wooden crates, and they're breaking up these wooden boxes, cartoons, and they're using that for the yagya. Swaha! Here, take this, Vishnu. Are! This wood is kacha. This is kacha. This is ashud lakri. There's shud lakri. All the dravya, there has to be dravya dosh. Everything, the wood has to be arani wood. It has to be certain kinds of wood for yagya. Very specific. Very detailed, very complicated, very costly, and actually impossible. Even if you're an Arapati, we may have some Arapatis in the audience or Krarpatis, even still with all your Arabs, you can't buy pure chandan, you can't buy the pure things. Ahimsa ghee, where do you get it? It's very difficult. Some people say, oh, we're getting ghee from the farm. And if you go to the farm, you'll see somewhere along the line some cow is getting slaughtered. It's hard to say, but this is the actual facts that no one wants to go under and look and see. As I meet people, they say, oh, I have friends in different Madhya Pradesh, different places. Oh, we'll get you some ghee from our village. And I say, where does it come from? Oh, we have a goshala. How many bulls do you have? Oh, we don't have bulls. Some bulls wandering here. He comes. Acha. How many babies are born? Oh, every year, 5, 10, 20. Acha. Then, oh, I don't know. We give them here and there. Give them here and there. This is a bluff. Give them here and there. It's all marana. This is a fact. So then what to do? So then Harinam. So Srila Prabhupada, has so much foresight that he's being guided by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, this is Kali Yuga. This is the age of the Nam Sankirtan Yajna. So therefore, he started a society to train up Brahmins. ISKCON is a society to train up Brahmins. Yajan Yajan Patan Patan Dan Pratigraha. Sad karma nipana vipro. A vipra must be nippon. Nippon means expert. Nippon. He must be expert in what? Yajan yajan. Yajan yajan means yajna. Yajan, engaging other people in yajna. And patan patan. And studying patan, bhagavat pat. Studying bhagavat. Studying Sanskrit and teaching others. And dan pratigraha. He receives charity and then he distributes charity. But now they're expert at receiving charity. Vas. And they do some yajna. But they don't teach others how to do yajna. Hey, yeah, Don, yeah. Hey, aham brijvasi, Don karo. Don, hey, aham brijvasi, Don karo. This is the mood. So Prabhupada wanted this ISKCON, he wanted to train Brahmins that would engage in these activities, but all centered around Nam Sankirtan. Because the Brahmins that Prabhupada is training in ISKCON are all supposed to be expert in the yajna, the yajan yajan. Yajan yajan means nam yajna. Yajan yajan, yajan, yajna. Nam yajna. Not swaha yajna, radha yajna. Not swaha, but radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada was expert in a nam yajna. And so many times, some of the senior devotees were telling, when there was installation of different deities going on, Prabhupada would turn to one of the sannyasis, and he said, actually, although we have all these Brahmins, Yagyic Brahmins and Rangaji Brahmins doing all the rites and rituals so that the public will accept our temple and our Pran Pratishtha of our Thakurji, that it's bona fide, it's correct. Actually, and probably turn to some of the sannyasi disciples, the real installation is the Nam Sankirtan. Prabhupada said that to many of my godbrothers. He said, actually, the real installation is this Harinam being done by divine disciples. This is the real installation. This is what attracts Krishna. Shudanam attracts Krishna, and he enters the Murti and dances there with the devotees. But we want to remind, we have a nice gathering of very pious and religious people in this audience. And we want, this is something new. It's something new. Your parents did yagyas, and your grandparents did yagyas, and you may be Brahmins yourself, and that's well and good. And we say, okay, continue if you like. But you should understand from Shastra, from Bhagavad Puran, this is Gyara Skanda, Bhagavad Puran. It says that in this age of Kali, this is Nam Yagya. Yagya Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedasha. Sumed, if someone is intelligent, they will engage in Nam Sankirtan, Nam Yagya. So this is the holy name has entered this house. This is the Pravesh. This is Nam Pravesh. This is Nam Griha Pravesh. The holy name has come into this house. And we hope he doesn't leave. There's one other point we mentioned last night in class, which is extremely powerful, that I want to repeat, because it shows again how important is Nam Sankirtan. And this is a very interesting point last night we read in the class. We read this last night, and this is Vrindavan Das Thakur, Srila Vedavyas, who compiled all the Vedas. Vedavyas appeared again 500 years ago in the form of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's a Brahmin from Bengal, Bengali Brahmin, and it's considered that he's the actual Avesh, or he's Shakti Avesh of Vedavyas. That all the power of Vyas is within him. So he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam as Vedavyas, and as Vrindavan Das Thakur, he compiled the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the teachings, the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the avatar for this age of Kali, the golden avatar of divine love, the combined form of beauty and mercy, beauty, mercy, and love. This is a very powerful combination. Beauty, mercy, and love. Someone may be very beautiful, and they may love you, but they may be very cruel also. Beauty, mercy, and love. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he's Radha Krishna Yuga. Radha Krishna Yuga. All the mercy of Radha, and the power, beauty of Krishna and Radha. Right? Beauty, mercy, and love. So he says, Vrindavan Das Thakur, because what had happened here is that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, He was on his way to see Jagannath, and he went to Shakshi Gopal, a deity of Krishna. And when he saw this deity of Krishna, he went into ecstasy, completely in Mahabhav, mood of Mahabhav. He said, "Oh, Prabhu!" And he fell on the ground in front of the deity in the temple room. And then, immediately after that, Vrindavan Das Thakur comments by this verse. He says, Jara mantre sakala murtite vaise pran, say Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Nam. So this is a translation of this verse. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Pran, we talk about Pran Pratishtha, Murti Pran Pratishtha. So of course there's the rites and rituals, Yamas and Niyams, so many things they do to the ritual of installing, invoking, inviting Krishna into the deity or Radha or Durga or Ganesha or anyone. It's a yagya and ritual, puja. But this Vedavyasa is saying, Pran is invoked in the Murti of Krishna by chanting his holy names. It's very significant. That Lord, the Supreme Lord, has now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Now the commentary by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, our Param Guru. The system of invoking life in the deity form of the Supreme Lord, this is English, the system of invoking, inviting, nirmantran, right? Invitation, inviting life into the deity form, the Lord, we say simply Pran Pratishtha, Thakurji Pran Pratishtha Utsav. in English means the system of invoking life into the deity form of the Supreme Lord. By chanting the Maha Mantra given by Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is practiced in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we are the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and this Sampradaya is gaining a lot of ground in the world because it's based on the Yajna for this age. The Yajna for this age is Nam Sankirtan, and that is the basis, the substratum and foundation of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. So it's gaining ground and becoming very popular worldwide. Other sampradayas, their basis is Varnashram Dharma, or their basis is Puja and Yajna, not Nam Sankirtan. It is not the basis, not the whole basis. And I don't think any Indian religion outside of India is growing bigger than Gaudiya Vaishnavism. All over America and Europe, this kirtan is taking off like anything. Kirtan, the young people of the world are taking up kirtan. Even in India, so much kirtan. Everywhere you go, there's kirtan. This tape, that tape. Nam Sankirtan. So this is, in our sampradaya, this is actually the pran pratishtha is the Hari Nam Sankirtan. All the elaborate rituals and rites. We can do or not do, it doesn't matter. But if Shuddha Nam is chanted there, if a group of devotees gather together, or the Acharya, or the Brihastha who's installing that murti, the pran pratishtha ceremony, if Shuddha Nam is chanted there, either by the Grihastha or the devotees visiting there for that Nam Yajna, then the Lord will enter the deity and agree to stay there and receive worship and puja. The deity worship that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev prescribed, in other words, the Archan Vidhi, the deity worship, according to the concepts of Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam, consists of lively and proper worship of the Lord's deity based simply on chanting the Maha Mantra. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra preached by Sri Gaura Sundar is the topmost lively form of worship for a worshipper. But what is our Param Guru saying here? He's saying that the topmost lively form of puja for a worshipper is what? To hire some professional Brahmins and pay them a fat salary and have them do all kinds of pujas and big artiks with Pancha Pradeep and Eksawat Pradeepam and this and that. That is not what we're presenting in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. The topmost lively form of Archan Vidhi or Puja Vidhi is Nam Sankirtan. Kartal Kol. And harmonium? Okay, that's also nice. That's extra sweetness. Sit down and chant the holy name. Offer patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti prayachati. Offer some tulsi patra and some fruits. And then Thakurji's happy. Some mystery. Make some sweet, something you can make. But the real thing, this is a very beautiful phrase he's saying. The topmost, do you want to have the topmost worship for your deities? And if someone is wealthy or says, yes, I want to have the best for my deities. I want the best poshak. Poshak, what? Poshak means clothes. Poshak. Best clothing and the best, I want gold this and silver achman cups and all these silver plates, this, that, a lugga lugga thing. Okay, that's nice. If you can do it, you can do it. But is that the topmost form of worship? No. It's a good standard. It's clean. It's pukka. It's costly. But not so necessary. Is that lively worship? That's just a piece of metal. What's so lively about a metal plate? A silver plate or a gold plate? The topmost lively form of Archan Vidhi is Nam Sankirtan. I mean, let's take it another way. The topmost lively form of Bhakti Bhajan is Nam Sankirtan. Is there anything more topmost than Nam Sankirtan? No, it's the Shrestha Bhajan Sadhana. Shrestha Bhajan Sadhana is Nam. It is the topmost. It is the Shiromani of all. We say Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Navavida Bhakti. Nine limbs of devotion. Hearing, Bhagavat Shravan, chanting, remembering, praying. But of all of those, the Nam Sadhana, Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting mixed with remembrance. remembering the form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. This is the Shrestha Sadhana, the topmost form of Bhakti Sadhana. And this is the topmost lively form of Archan. Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Mahaprabhu Bhavan Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.